This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary, sitting in for Leanne Hansen, who's on assignment. The war in Iraq has cost the lives of more than 4,000 American troops. An estimated 3,000 children have lost a parent in Iraq or Afghanistan. One group called TAPS, or Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, offers help to these families. NPR's Katia Dunn visited with one young single mother in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Army Scout Michael Hook was killed in a helicopter crash in August in Iraq. At the time, his fiancée Susie Fetterman was weeks away from giving birth to their son, Mason.
You had a long nap.
On a recent Wednesday morning, Fetterman lifts Mason out of his swing, where he was sleeping.
The eyes, the blonde hair, the nose, the mouth, the ears. Yep, he's all dad.
Fetterman says she and Hook were excited about the baby, but after her fiancé died, she spent 2 weeks not thinking about the fact that she was about to become a single mom.
I was kind of leery about when I had Mason, because I was kind of dreading, like, looking at him thinking, oh, you know, here I am, you know, and you're not here.
There are at least 800 children who, like Mason, won't remember a parent killed in Iraq or Afghanistan. Fetterman says it's painful, but she feels obligated to teach her son about his father.
You know, I mean, he's 6 months old and I tell him stories. You know, I show him pictures and I show him Mike's picture and he clearly looks at it and he knows who it is. Between my family and Mike's family, he'll be surely alive, you know, as Mason grows up.
I think one of the things that Mason has going for him is his family.
Jeff Wakely is the pastor at Greenwood United Methodist Church, where the Fettermans go. Hook's family is also nearby. Experts at the group TAPS, who have helped other families in this situation, agree with Pastor Wakely. An extended network of support can be a critical factor. But Wakely anticipates another, more elusive challenge for the family.
Well, I think one of the things that's going to happen with Mason, obviously, is explaining his father's death.
Altoona is in conservative Republican Blair County. But Wakely says many people in his congregation don't support the war. He thinks that contradiction will be a hard thing to explain to Mason.
You have to sort of take the individual contribution and what the individual person did apart from the overall war. Okay, Mike did his duty. He wanted to serve his country, and he did. And he helped people. And in the process of helping people, he lost his life tragically.
Other families in this situation tell the group TAPS that they've also struggled. The political aftermath of the war is hard to explain, says Bonnie Carroll. She's the founder of TAPS. She says they regularly work with families to come up with coping strategies for children.
Friends, teachers, even strangers are talking about their loved one in a way that is sometimes tough to hear because it's related to the politics of the war. It's not related to the individual.
Fetterman is looking forward to explaining to her son Mason that his dad was a hero. But there are days, she says, when even she can't figure out the reason for Hook's death.
You know, here I am now, a single mother, raising my son without a father because of this war. I would love to know why he died when I was 9 months pregnant and we were supposed to get married.
Fetterman says, if someone can answer that question, please tell her. Katie Dunn, NPR News.